Recording.
All right, let's call the meeting to order. Roll call.
Murphy.
Here.
Buffo.
Here.
Ping. Morris. Stuber.
Here.
Carey.
Here.
Trulock.
All right.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And you may remain standing if you choose as we pray. Father, help us here in Tolono. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
All right, first thing on the theme, public comments, none. Oh, approval of the group health insurance. Why should we go with a municipal one?
It's relatively around the same cost. Actually, if the other were to happen, Medicare, but it's around the same cost, but the employees would gain vision and dental. They can choose their provider. So.
Okay.
When you say around the same cost, a little bit less?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I'll make a motion to improve the employee group health insurance change.
To the name of the company?
To
local government health plan.
Local government health plan.
As presented.
It
covers us.
I'll second.
Buffo?
Yes.
Perry?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
All right. Now, the Safe Roads to Schools grant. School said they would help out, but he doesn't know how much until the school board meeting, which isn't until, it's like the third Wednesday of the month. Is that right? Which is after the grant filing. Township said they're fine. They'll just pay their portion of it. That little section that's on the township property. They didn't even hesitate. They're like, sure, no problem. I got two options on this. We've got the $30,000 donation that we can put towards it, our section, which would cover most of ours if the school covers their part. The other one is we just pay $7,000-ish and go ahead and submit what we have for the grant now. We have a better chance of it going through if we have more stuff in there than right now. And then we can work on it throughout next year if it doesn't get approved through the grant. So, it's just two options. It's up to you guys what you want to do.
So, say that again. Sorry.
Okay. So, what we can submit what we have now. There's a little bit more engineering and some kind of paperwork and stuff. Summer will submit most of it because she's got the portal open. We've got the surveys done, so we can submit all of that stuff. And, like I said, I think I talked to the engineering, to Tim. And he said for around $7,000, they could put a packet together and get it submitted this year. But it won't be complete. So we have a better chance of getting the grant if it's complete. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where we're at on that. I mean, if we got the grant, then we'd go ahead and complete it the rest of the way. We'd have up to a year to fulfill the grant. So that would be... If we did something along those lines, I would say to approve something not to exceed $10,000. Because he said around $7,000, that gives us a little buffer. He thought it would be under $7,000. The project he over-engineered anyway, that's why it's $290,000, because there's a lot of stuff built into it. We're talking $3 more a square yard than we paid this year. So he's doing worst case scenario will be $290,000. A lot of that, some of that 290 goes over what would be the reimbursement, of course. So he thinks it's going to be a lot less than that, but we don't know until we get into the project what it will be. We can always cut it back to where we use up to $200,000, and once we hit that, we don't go over it. We still have to pay the engineering costs because that's not covered in the grant. So we could keep it around $30,000 for our part of it. which we have that donation to cover.
Then next year there's another grant?
He thinks there'll be one every year.
Okay.
So this, so submitted this year because I had one last year that it's at Safe Grants to School or Safe Routes to School.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even say it right. So it's up to you guys. We can submit what we have, and then we know the school's going to kick in something, we just don't know what. They're very eager on it because they were planning on putting those sidewalks in anyway, or some semblance of those sidewalks. They're wanting to get people on sidewalks so they don't get hit on Rocket Road, and then plus forcing them to go through the backside of Kinderwood into the backside of the school, it's a win-win for everybody. It keeps them completely off Rocket Road. So it's going to cut down the traffic on Rocket Road. So.
Well, as much as I want to do this and I want sidewalks in certain areas of town, I'm concerned about spending money on something that's incomplete and has a less likelihood of getting approved.
Mm-hmm.
And also not knowing what the school is going to kick in, because I will be on the hook for that, will we not?
Yes.
The engineering cost.
Not that I don't think that they have great intentions, but they haven't been able to commit to exactly what they're willing to go up to or to not
mm-hmm.
exceed. And I think I don't know that I'd want to risk it.
Okay.
I love the idea, and I think that we put all of our ducks in a row to have a great proposal for next year, and we know what the district is willing to kick in, we know what the township's willing to kick in, we know what we've got, and
we've got a
really good start.
I would love to see something that Casey's walnut across the highway, because that's a bad accident waiting to happen.
And that was kind of...
I would rather fix it now and then after an accident happens. It's not going to be good.
And we're working with the Bray Road a little bit on that. Well, we're trying to, if they'll call us back, because they sent us a big letter. Hey, if you need anything from us, call us. Here's our contact information. Okay. So Tim's been trying to get a hold of them and at least put flashy lights in, if nothing else, and fix the sidewalk going across the tracks.
Yeah. Yes.
I would love to get a stoplight, but that's not going to happen for some odd reason.
I've never asked, is it not possible for us to put a stoplight in?
Actually, at that meeting in Savoy, Holt showed up at that meeting. I invited him to it because he'd been working on this too, just as long as everybody else. And he said that. He goes, well, what about the village just puts it in themselves? It'll cost close to, I don't know where $1 million came out of, but I don't think it costs that much. I can't fathom that it costing that much. But because the Department of Transportation said, no, that's our road, you can't put a stoplight on it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's my recollection as well.
Okay. So that was brought
they
up.
They wanted to do traffic studies, and the early indications were that there wasn't enough count that they thought it merited even consideration. That's probably eight years ago or something.
Well, they did it again before that meeting, and they said that by putting a stoplight in there, it would cause more accidents.
Yeah.
And then they wanted to do a speed study because they said, well, we need to do a speed study because we probably just raise the speed limit up through Tolona. And I'm like, well, that would not make sense. That would even make it worse yet.
Yeah.
Because we were telling them that you pull into...
Is this a politician?
Yeah. Should be.
He's an engineer. They have the criteria, but...
I wish, and I didn't find out about it until it was too late. I could have pushed it out to all you guys, but it was like 2 days before the meeting.
Yeah, I got a notice on it.
But where everybody goes to, everybody has a meal, and they go to different towns. I can't remember.
Samoa.
Yeah.
That guy was at that, the Department of Transportation engineer was at that meeting, I found out. And I was going to push it out to one of you guys, see if you could go. It was past the time to make reservations to go. I'm sure they could have squeezed somebody in. But he was their keynote speaker. But that's somebody we need to... I mean, we've tried... Chapin Rose tried for us. What was the other guy that tried for us, too? They used our boardroom. They use our boardroom from time to time.
Rodney Davis.
He tried for us. And they got nowhere at all with it.
But yeah, I'd like to see... I'm on the same page. No need to rush it.
It's fine.
I'd like to see something go in there that includes with this, because I mean, that's our most dangerous spot.
I agree.
Right now, anyway, so. Does no good to do a safe route when our most dangerous spot is not.
We get a dozen accidents there a year.
And
so.
It's something we could, you know, budget some money in somehow, somewhere.
I don't know what to do there, though. Is the
even if it's independent of the sidewalk project,
uh-huh.
We feel like there's more urgency in that.
Well,
yeah.
And also the guardrail.
And it's
and
not just
too.
School. It's
yeah.
summer. Kids
yeah.
trying to cross
yeah.
on their bikes. And
mm-hmm.
it's. Seen a lot of
okay.
kids there. I'm like, yeah.
It's scary.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll just table it till next year.
I love
is
the idea. I think it's
the school district looking about doing their end. And still
they
going,
probably
and still
will.
Going after this project.
Well, they'll probably end up doing that one part, but they don't know until after the school board meeting, which is what, third Wednesday of the month or something like that, which will be after the filing of the grant.
Okay.
So they would. They said they'd kick in something. They just. And he can't say, we'll do 35,000 because he's got a board to report to. So
mm-hmm.
we can't just.
Yeah. The timing stinks that we weren't
yeah.
able to get it.
Well,
done
if we would have known about
great,
the grant a few months previous,
mm-hmm.
then we could have done more work on it and pushed it through. But so
it'll just be great next year.
Yep. Okay. And then the next thing on the agenda is to pay Bob Ram. It's about 50% of the project to smidge over.
It's about 50% complete, you said?
Yeah, it's over 50% complete.
Okay,
but
it.
this payment's, I think, just a smidge over 50%.
That's the water?
Yeah, that's the guys doing the water stuff. And then if you haven't noticed, Metro's in town, too, doing their thing.
Yeah, they're doing more damage than our water people are.
Oh, no, they've cut into the road already.
Yeah, I saw that this morning.
I was not happy about that.
Where are they right now?
Along Austin.
Along Austin. They just...
And then going out west.
What are they doing?
They're putting that line into the insurance. Company.
Oh.
Looks like there's going to be a handhold at the corner of Austin and Conduit, and then there's going to be another handhold at the Village Hall. So, or hand, is that what it's called? So, alright.
I'll make
so.
A motion to approve the payment to Bob Brown Construction, invoice number 1482, in the amount of $58,803.97.
I'll second that.
Buffo?
Yes.
Harry?
Yes.
Ping?
Yes.
Stuber?
Yes.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody against? Perfect.